Babe, you home? Oh, thank God. I was worried that I wouldn't have anyone to talk to. No, nothing's wrong. It's just been a very long day. Work was all right. Using my abilities is a bit embarrassing. Sometimes I don't know if the Elemental Monster Girl Utility Research Group was created from a genuine idea or because they just wanted to look at us. At least my supervisor was another Raiju. That's not even the worst of it. Everywhere I go, people avoid me. Like, what do I wear this insulator suit for? The entire purpose is to keep the electric charge in, yet people avoid me like I'm going to go out of my way to actively try and shock them. Do you know how annoying it is to get inside of this thing? It's like putting on a wetsuit. The gloves just make it worse. Also, it's not workplace compliant to just wear the suit. I have to wear clothes on top of it. I honestly could have worn clothes on top of it anyways because the rubber hugs my body way too tightly, but the irony of being told that just the suit is not up to standard is no, it just pisses me off. I don't think I need to tell you how Raiju generate the most electricity by themselves, and it's not like I'm the only monster with the same complaint. Did you know that they were attempting to convert lustful energies produced by succubi into conventional energy? I say try because they're still working on it. I feel really bad for the succubi who have had to wait between each trial. I can't believe the Demon Queen hasn't stepped in yet. This is complete abuse of monster girls. I would like head pats, yes, but I don't feel like shocking you right now. You've only heard about my complaints, and I want to talk to you before I inevitably shock you, and the next thing you know, we're on top of each other, completely worn out, and the night has passed. Besides, I need to take some of these extra clothes off so I don't overheat. You'd think that the electrical experts would take into account the fact that sweat is a good conductor of electricity. Then again, they're the kind of eggheads who can solve every problem in the world but still think that kissing results in conception. What I see is a solution solved as just allowing me to wear the suit without the extra layers in between rotations. They probably see the solution as me wearing a mask to keep the sweating. I never thought I could be so pissed at my bosses not being perfs. That is so much better. I know you're trying to cheer me up by offering to take the suit off, but I need a second. You can't imagine what it's like to be in the generator room. I can only describe it as someone activating 1,000 humidifiers on the hottest day in Florida. I don't think I can look at another one of my kind the same way again. My supervisor said that I would eventually get used to it, but I honestly really don't see the appeal. I get that it's a job and all, but the other Raiju genuinely seem to not care about it. I mean, the common denominator is that most of the other Raiju are single, but there's other married Raiju, so that can't be it. Maybe it's because our relationship started long before any of my monster instincts kicked in. I never really had any experience being a lone monster on the prowl for a human. I've kind of always had you. Even before we officially became a thing, I was always able to talk to you. It also helped that you were going through some changes of your own when I started to mature. In accordance to the old monster law, we've been married for a long time. So when the other Raiju kind of go back to their state of not having an outlet for the electricity, I just wind up missing you. Don't get me wrong, the money's great, and I'm not implying that what I do is remotely challenging, it's just that when I'm not with you, nothing is really satisfying, and as you can clearly hear, I not only retain but also produce more energy. After my long day just getting from the facility to here resulted in this. Can you stay over there for a bit? I want to take my gloves off, but I don't want to shock you. Thanks. The air feels so nice on my skin. Any longer, and my hands would have been fused with the rubber. Speaking with fusing with the rubber, I need to get the suit off of me. They said that the rubber is nearly 100% pure rubber, meaning the chances of it acting as a conductor is almost zero under most voltages, but I don't feel like paying for a new one if I wear it out. So... I hate wearing that thing, but my God, does it feel good coming off. Give me a second. I just need to take in the freedom. I don't recommend you touch the suit, especially from the inside. I wasn't lying about the sweat. As long as any part of me is close to it, you're going to be shocked by it. Must be quite the sight from where you're sitting, though. Naked monster girl sitting on the floor and all that. Thank you for being patient. I don't imagine many other monster girls have established a bond with their partner that allows one to be naked in the presence of the other without immediately jumping to activities. Though, that feeling won't last forever. I think we should decide where we're going from here before we get to it. Let me get up. What the hell? That must have been 7 feet. I wasn't even trying to. That was over 6 million volts. A far cry away from a lightning strike, but you didn't even brace yourself. You all right? Well, I guess that settles our plans for tonight. Did you come from that? I don't think I made you come hands-free from a zap since a few years ago. Maybe prolonged use of my electricity resulted in my body being able to create more. I want to touch you. Is that all right? Okay. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Whoa. I'm definitely stronger. What a rush. I'm gonna get on top of you now. How does my electricity feel? Stronger, right? You always loved how my tongue felt in your mouth. The tingles from small electric arcs dancing across the inside of your mouth as our lips touch. I remember how embarrassed you were the first time we kissed. I was so mean to you back then. I didn't give you any warning as to what I was planning. I just jumped on you and kissed you. And my electricity would make you come so hard almost instantly. You were so embarrassed, and I just continued without saying anything as I started to grind against you. I have a fair amount of resistance since I live with this, hence why I'm even able to speak, but it does get pretty intense when you're inside of me. We're basically conductors of electricity. Though, while I have control, you don't really have any. That doesn't stop you from trying, though. I love it when you just wrap your arms around me and hold me tightly against you, and we spend hours as my electricity loops through us. I'm gonna put you inside of me now, so get ready. Oh, fuck! Oh, it's so much stronger than the last time we did this. You're already letting out so much inside of me, it's making my electricity more intense. And I'm trying to hold on, but I can feel my mind starting to go blank. That's it, press me against you. Make it easier for my electricity to flow through both of us. We're both one. Conductors of the same flow of electricity. I can't hold on any longer. It's too much. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck, it's too much. Too much electricity. I'm losing control. Babe? Oh, I think we did it again. What was the last thing you remember? it's all funny after the zap. Same for me after the first orgasm. Crap, the sun is up. What time is it? That's good. I'm gonna lay my head back down on your chest. I have some time to relax. So, now that I'm mostly uncharged, how about those head pats you offered earlier? I love you.